I'm Solange.
Oh.
All right, let's do it again. Start over. I'm Solange.
And I'm Jessica.
And this is our podcast, Jessica and Solange Take Down the Patriarchy.
We break down movies from a feminist point of view to see how they uphold or take down the patriarchy.
Listen to us on Nerdist School Network or subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can find us on SoundCloud. We come out the last Thursday of the month when we can.
Be a part of the resistance just by listening and supporting us. It's that easy. Oh, and go vote at all elections.
The Nerdist School Network. For class and show information, visit nerdistschool.com.
Hey, foodie callers. Thank you so much for tuning in with us every week. If you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button on iTunes and leave us a rating and review. Fun fact, leaving a review makes a huge difference with iTunes and helps us bring you more foodie call every freaking week. Did you know we're also on social media? You can follow us for live foodie updates on Instagram and Twitter at foodiecallpod. And for recipes and confusing posts from my great aunt Virginia, like our Facebook page, facebook.com/foodiecallpodcast. Got a suggestion for a guest or want some meat sale advice from Omar? Shoot us an email, foodiecallpodcast@gmail.com. Did you get all that? For our social security and credit card numbers, listen to the end of this show. Thanks so much for listening. We love you way more than grocery flyers.
Foodie, 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 foodie,
foodie, foodie. Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Foodie Call, where each week we discuss one delicious food dish with a hilarious guest and find out what their secrets are in the kitchen. I'm your host, Kylie Hodges, TV host, blogger, and I'm still recovering from last week's gravy shaming. Sitting across from me is Omar Nava, comedian, writer, and a closeted Astros fan. Hi, Omi.
Don't tell Los Angeles guys I was kind of rooting for the Astros, but I was also kind of rooting for the... I didn't want either team to lose.
All right, moving on. Together, through our disgustingly adorable love for each other, we found we also love to cook and eat together, and we want to discuss with the world what it is that makes food so great. Now, today is a very extra special episode for multiple reasons. First of all, our guests are here with us right now.
You mean we're here with our guests right now?
Also true. I'm going to introduce them right this second. And we're doing things a little different on today's episode. We are going to be tasting things on the show and learning from the expert what tastes good and what tastes bad.
Live tastings.
Live tasting, guys.
Which
ready?
You can hear not live.
So here we go. Today's guests, they are married and related to me. One of them is my brother. The other one is my sister-in-law. My brother works as a professional candy man for one of America's most beloved big box stores that I cannot name. And he has spent weeks weaseling away pounds of chocolate for us. Here to join us is his wife and co-chocolate taster. And today we are all going to learn... You just interrupted my intro.
Sorry.
Partner in crime, co-chocolate taster. And today we are all going to learn about the good, the bad, and the overrated of the chocolate world from my brother Justin and his wife Kelly. Woo! Welcome, guys.
Hi, thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us in your kitchen. Also, I should mention that there's also my brand new niece, Josie, who we've mentioned was born a few weeks ago. She's now currently asleep at the table, going to taste chocolate.
It's her first podcast recording.
Yeah.
How adorable.
A little indirect chocolate tasting.
Well, we're happy to be here. We're so happy to taste all this chocolate. But before we get into the art of being a candy man, we always on the podcast talk about our sweet and sour moments of the week. So I want to let our guests go first. Anybody? Justin, what was your sweet moment of the week and your sour moment of the week? You can choose which one is first.
I will say my sweet thing of the week is... having you guys here.
Whoa.
You flew.
He's sucking up.
Yes. It's
always
nice.
Compliment the host.
Yes. It's always good to see you guys because you live far away, several states. So it's always nice when you guys get to visit.
Thank you, Justin. Now, it's nice to be here.
That's my sweet thing. My sour thing, unfortunately, is...
also us visiting.
I didn't want to say it. No, the baseball season is done. There is no more baseball.
No.
Until the spring. So that means it's going to snow and be cold. and I don't like that.
I'm sorry to hear that. They live in Minnesota, in case anybody's listening and is wondering what he's talking about.
Yes.
Cold, whatever that is.
This is a remote recording.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Kelly, what were your sweet and sour moments of the week?
Our sweet moment would be we baptized Josie today, so we got to have a nice big party.
Yay!
And fun stuff.
She is no longer a heathen.
No longer. And the water didn't sizzle, so.
Yeah.
Golden. Sour moment would be trying to deliver boxes of Pop Tabs to the Ronald McDonald House while having two children and only a stroller available to me and having to go several floors to get to and from, and it was a disaster, leaving Pop Tabs on trailing behind me.
That sounds very dramatic.
It was ridiculous.
Count me out. Omar, good week, bad week?
Good
sweet
week.
Sour, sweet moment, sour moment?
All of the above.
Josie's having a bad week.
Yeah, that's just her sour moment right now. She just got over hiccups, but now I think she's maybe hungry again or something. My sweet moment of the week was probably my sour moment of the week.
Every week he's
every
unprepared.
Every week I'm unprepared. Well, because, okay, this
that's
is my...
That's my sour moment.
This is my sour moment. I have two sour moments, actually. One I should save for the next podcast episode because it hasn't happened yet, but tomorrow I get to fly Spirit Airlines back to L.A.
Ugh.
And as we all know...
At 6 in the morning.
So not only is that a crappy time, it's a crappy airline, and it's going to be miserable.
Yep.
So that will be a sour moment for next week. Sour moment for this week was I was just on my tablet trying to rent a movie from the library, and I couldn't get one. Well, A, I couldn't find a good one, and B, I couldn't get it to download. The apps kept freezing up. So now I'm going to have to just be... like awake and like bored on this boring 6 a.m. Spirit flight.
What are you talking about? You're gonna be asleep. It's a 6 a.m. flight. You're gonna pass out.
Yeah, but once I wake up, I'm like awake for the day.
Right.
I don't go back to sleep for hours on end like some people.
You paint me like I'm some slob. I just pass out on planes because I'm tired.
She's just oversleeps a lot. My sweet moment was...
I feel like you're not allowed to have one because you had two sour moments.
Oh, okay. Two sour moments make a sweet. No, that's fine.
You can have one right now.
Thank you for giving me permission to have a sweet moment.
You're welcome.
My sweet moment is I get to try all these delicious chocolates, and I'm not really into sweets that much, but I'm super excited for this.
Yeah, this is going to be great. I'll be quick. I gotta end on a good note because Omar just doubled up on badness for this. My sour moment was my 3-year-old niece Madeline, who I'm obsessed with, has tried to pull my throat out like 5 times this week. My sweet moment is that I get to spend so much time with Madeline and Josie this week. And I even said when we got here, I want to stay so long that I'm sick of Madeline because that will mean I won't miss her for like a month. And then it'll be time for Christmas.
And then we'll see him.
Yeah. Yay. Perfect. Okay. So, as you guys also know, every week we receive those grocery flyers in the mail that you guys, like the rest of America, puts in the recycling. But Omar, he loves them so much. He loves digging for deals and steals. And this is a special deals and steals segment because Justin and Kelly have saved their grocery flyers for Omar to do a Minneapolis edition of Deals and Steals. Take it away, Omi.
Oh, boy. I should have probably looked at these beforehand.
Oh, boy.
Oh, stop.
Too many good deals?
I'll just do a quick... No, I mean, there are a lot that are on par with ours. I'm honestly surprised that you can get avocados this cheap. 98 cents. It's not like super cheap.
What store
cheap,
is this?
This is Fresh Thyme, and it looks like it's their version of Sprouts, which is why I initially gravitated towards it.
Wow.
But... Minneapolis, as you all know, is not California.
Mm-mm.
So the fact that they have any avocados at all is amazing.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're 98 cents is just unheard of.
Yeah. That's a
like,
good price.
Yeah,
that's LA prices.
That's our prices.
That's very good.
They have 2 for $5 berries. I always love a good berry. Not like just a single berry, but you know, like a pack of berries. Red, yellow, or orange bell peppers are 98
cents. Wait, I'm sorry. You just said not a single berry, but a pack of berries? You can't buy a single berry anywhere.
I know. I was just filling time with a silly, witty comment. Hey.
I mean, I'm sure if someone wants to sell you a berry for $3, they'll do it, but...
Yeah.
There's a business.
Yeah.
The berry con man. You can get jumbo easy peel shrimp, $6.99 a pound. That's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Cage-free eggs, $2.49 each for a dozen. That's pretty good. Ooh, chocolate bars, since we're on the chocolate topic. 2 for $5. I don't know if they're good or not.
But, what brand are they?
Theo. Is that a good brand, Justin?
I have not heard of that before, so I can't comment.
He can neither confirm nor deny. Faye Greek yogurt, 2 for $6. That's pretty good. All right, the meat sale. Justin warned me they were on the back. I should have looked at this first. Yeah, $2.49 a pound for ground turkey. That's pretty good. Natural ground turkey. $1.99 bone-in turkey breast. Mm. Stock up now, because we're all going to be eating turkey in a month, or like 3 weeks. Which one? What was the good?
I don't get one. Three on the roast.
Where's that?
Oh, yeah, up here. I missed it. It was right underneath the avocados. I was focused on the avocados. There's a buy one, get one free USDA Choice 100% Black Angus Roast. Natural. English, arm, cross rib, or rump. I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds like delicious.
Fresh thyme. Sounds like the Midwestern sprouts. I'm digging it.
Yeah. Let's see. What is this one? Cub.
I used to work there.
Did you?
Yeah, in high school. I worked there with my friend Tracy, who ended up marrying the guy who we met in the cart room. There used to buy us alcohol.
we'll bleep that out.
My mom's in the room.
Thankfully, mom's probably ignoring us.
She's definitely listening.
She's live streaming it on her iPad. 99 cents a pound, fresh chicken thighs or drumsticks. That's pretty good. 4 for $5, mangoes. I'm surprised how many, I don't know, mangoes I wouldn't expect to be up here either. I just feel like in a tundra you would get just like potatoes and and squirrel meat or something. But no, it turns out with globalization, they can have just as many tropical fruits as we can.
The squirrel meat is on the back page.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, there it is. Squirrel meat, 2 for $1. Let's see here. Festival. This is the last one, guys.
Festival foods, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Ooh, 2 for $6, General Mills cereals.
No,
we're talking the good stuff,
kind of
like Cheerios.
Fancy, right?
I don't think it's
kind of like
fancy.
A Cub Rainbow.
Okay.
Yeah. First time.
We don't have Cub or Rainbow. These are all Midwestern chains. But I'd say Cub or Rainbow is similar to Kroger.
All right, guys. There's a mega meat sale at Festival. You pick 5 of these meats, and it's $20. And that includes premium fresh lean ground round, fresh Italian pork sausage, bacon, other sausages, chicken breast, turkey, meatballs, all natural boneless pork chops. There's all sorts of meats here. You just pick 5 and it's $20. That's pretty good, I assume, if you want to stock up on that much meat, because that means each package is $4.
Omar, you're doing math on air again.
I'm sorry.
You lost me.
I'm doing math. I should be doing deals.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's do one more out of here. Oh, you know what I imagine would probably be better prices out here than in LA? It's like butter and stuff.
Yeah,
like dairy products. Here's some sweet cream butter, 1 pound for $3.69. Is that good?
I think that's about the same as in LA.
Yeah,
well, no.
But this seems like it's better quality.
That's not good for out here, actually. But that's the one in LA, it would be more expensive.
Oh, really?
Butter in LA is kind of expensive. Oh. What was that, Kelly?
Quick Trips, it's usually $1.99 a pound.
Oh, that's interesting, because Quick Trip is a gas station.
Yes, we have a convenience store chain called Quick Trip, and it's amazing. You can get, is it 29 cent?
39 cent
banana per pound. Bananas, potatoes, and onions. And they have cheap milk and butter.
And bread.
And bread. And all sorts of wonderful things.
Oh, man.
That's the thing about the Midwest. You can go to a gas station and not necessarily think you're going to get stabbed. Like, every time I tell people in LA that I worked at a gas station in college, they always go, oh!
And you live to tell about it?
Yeah. They're like, what? I've never seen a woman like you working at a gas station. Truly. Many people have told me that. And I said, well, here's the thing. In Midwest.
Like a woman?
Yeah, a woman and also like a white woman, because in LA, it's most gas stations are just like Indian guys, right?
Yeah.
Truly. So people are shocked about that. And you know what my response is? It was the worst job I ever had. So there's that. But I didn't die.
Fancy that.
Fancy that.
Worse than your time at Cub.
Oh, definitely. Because Cub, I worked with my best friend, and I just stood behind a cash register and I ate chocolate all day.
That sounds like a pretty sweet gig. Yeah.
The gas station, people would drive away without paying for gas, and then I would get in trouble for it.
Ugh.
It's unjust.
Didn't they know that they weren't supposed to do that? I don't know.
Of course they knew that. That's why they were driving away fast.
All right, last deal. Essential everyday frozen vegetables, 88 cents a pack. Throw them in the freezer.
Sweet, sweet deal.
Throw them in the freezer, and you're ready to go. You can eat them whenever you want. Frozen.
Thank you. That was a beautiful deals and steals moment.
Yeah, thanks for saving up these flyers for me.
So, Omi, thoughts on the deals and steals in the Midwest compared to LA, Southern California?
It seems pretty similar. Oh. I imagine. Well,
underwhelming.
It doesn't make for good radio.
No. Yeah, sorry guys. I honestly wasn't expecting avocados.
He's shocked.
I'm shocked.
You didn't have them in general?
Well, not at this time of year and not at that price. Oh. Like, because even our stores, the avocados seem to be like not out of season, but just like they're all green and hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I figured they're not like, season. Yeah. And then they're about that price. Actually, they were more expensive than that for a while, mm-hmm. which is weird because that's the source of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
They were $1.89 at Target this week.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Oof.
Oof. All right. So it seems like a Fresh Thyme would be the place that I would go to if I lived here.
Yes. We have noticed that Fresh Thyme, they must have those as like loss leaders to get you in the door because a lot of stuff there is pretty expensive. But the stuff on the front of the ad is really cheap. Mm-hmm. And then you're buying other things while you're there.
And the cool thing about them is that every Wednesday you get the week before and the week after deal, so you get to double up on the deals.
Exactly, mm-hmm. like Sprouts.
Yeah.
Double deals!
They that must be related wonderful. Then.
Do they also have $5 sushi? Because that's what Sprouts
They have
has.
Sushi deals on Thursdays, okay. So I don't know what the price is, though. Mm.
Never I don't think we should be trusting sushi in the Midwest. I know I've eaten it before, but like now that I've had good sushi in Southern California, it's like, where is this fish coming
she's
from?
She's a snob, guys. She's forgotten her roots.
Yeah. The best sushi we've had was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And every time we get sushi here, it's just not as... It's kind of disappointing.
Your pants. It's not as sushi.
It's not as good.
It's not as sushi.
It keeps you satisfied for until you can get back to the ocean.
Mm-hmm. It's time for a foodie call.
All right, let's talk about chocolate.
Yeah.
So, Justin, talk us through how you learned becoming a good candy man.
Chocolatier.
So, I work in the candy business. I am on a team that helps select all the candy that's in our stores.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires trying a lot of different candies, chocolate and otherwise.
When you try these candies, is it like wine tasting where you like swish it around your mouth and then spit it out? Or do you ingest
it
all?
I mean, I eat it all, but... I like chocolate, so I actually went to a tasting the other day for a company, and everyone else was, you know, eating little bits of chocolate, and here I am like, this is good, and I would just eat the whole thing. I like chocolate.
Okay, but so when you first started this job, you didn't know much about chocolate.
No.
So, like, did you have a moment where you went to a tasting early on or you guys were just sampling stuff in the office and you had a rookie move where you were like, oh, man, I love this Hershey's Kiss. And everybody was like, come on, bro. Hershey's Kisses, that's a rookie
so
chocolate.
When... That's the natty light of chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime there's a new person on the team, we do, like, a lunch where we get to know everyone. And one of the questions that we ask is, what's your favorite candy? And I think at the time, I probably said, like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Mm. That's what I would say.
Yeah, they were delicious.
I would
delicious.
Say Take 5.
That is also very popular with people at work, too.
Take 5 is good.
Yeah.
Do you actually respect it as a candy bar?
I mean, it's fine. Oh. Anyway. It wouldn't be my first choice, but to each their own.
He's turned into a candy snob.
Yeah,
apparently. Like,
well, so I've learned, yeah, after being able to try all these different things that I would have never tried otherwise, I've realized that the regular, like, chocolate, regular milk chocolate just... It's just too sugary.
Oh, it's so sweet.
It's not really chocolate. It's more sugar. And so I found a bunch of different samples of different... There's a few milk chocolates, but a lot of different dark chocolates, too, that we can try and see what everyone likes and what they think about it.
So wait, sorry, real quick. Mm-hmm. So when you go to these lunch to get to know new members, what did they say when you said Reese's Peanut Butter Cups? Did they just... scoff at you and turn up their noses?
No, I don't.
And then
bury
his face in the mud.
Yeah. Yes. You have to eat all of them now.
I am full of chocolate.
No, not really. I mean, everyone gets, like, you haven't been on the team for more than, you know, a week or so. But then we always go back and, like, okay, everyone has to talk about it now. What's your favorite one now? And there's a girl on our team that she said, oh, my favorite is still, like, just a Hershey milk chocolate bar, and that doesn't always go over too well.
Immediately got fired.
Yeah. She's not there anymore.
We don't speak of Carol.
Okay, so everything in front of us, we have a lot to work with here. Have you tasted any of these things?
Yes. I think I have eaten... I haven't had these, what is this one? Baron Chocolatier Premium Milk and Dark Truffles. I have not had those.
Okay.
But it looks like all the rest I have eaten at some point.
Okay, and I should say, for anybody listening, if you want to look at exactly what we're talking about, what we're eating, jump onto our Instagram at FoodieCallPod. We posted a picture of all the chocolates that we're sampling, so you can see what we're talking about, and you can go find one for yourself. So where should we start?
Where do we start? Yeah, there's so many options.
That's a good question. I think what we should do is start with, like, the milk chocolate and go darker.
Darker?
Yeah, that sounds
okay,
good.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm thinking once you've had this one, I think going the other way, it just wouldn't work.
That's
wouldn't
a good
taste
idea.
As good.
Mm-hmm. So you want to start with the truffles?
Yeah, we could start with these.
Okay, here. So these are, the brand is Baron Chocolatiers. This looks like it's their Christmas, like, truffle gifting edition.
Yes, and I should say there's some Easter bunnies, there's some Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
Just because it's out of season doesn't mean it's old candy that we're eating, because right. We get samples for all the seasons all the time.
Because you're buying for Easter in what month?
We plan, like, 9 to 12 months in advance.
Sure.
So
wow.
Yes, I think they're trying, it's November now, and they're going to be doing Halloween candy soon.
Okay, cool. So these are a mixture of truffles. It looks like just dark and milk chocolate.
Yep, looks like there's two different kinds.
Josie seems like she's more of a dark chocolate girl. I'm going to go with the milk. I'm going to do trusty milk chocolate.
I want to do the dark, but I feel like I should start with milk.
Do you want to share this one with me so we're not OD?
Yeah, yeah, I'll share.
Okay, Kelly, which one do you want?
I think we should start with the milk.
Okay.
You want to split it?
Yeah.
All right. Yes, get the knife out.
Oh, yeah, here. Let's cut these in half. I was just going to take a bite and feed it to you. There you go. All right, we're going to taste it. Here we go.
Oh, it's splitting
happy. Well, yeah, it's easily split.
And if you have anything you don't want to finish, you can throw it on this plate and we'll toss it out.
Okay, so Justin, tell us what you think we should feel about this. He's sniffing it. He's inspecting it.
He's swirling it around his hand.
Okay, he just took a bite out of a truffle.
So, I mean, it's okay. I'm not a huge milk chocolate fan. Like, it just doesn't do anything for me anymore.
Yeah.
Same.
Even, and like, I eat the most garbage things sometimes and love them. And this one just tasted like another, like, Hershey's Kiss or something.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like, a Hershey milk chocolate.
Yeah.
It doesn't
underwhelming.
It doesn't have the creamy texture of the Lindt truffles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lindt truffles are pretty good.
I love them.
They
I always buy them, like, when I'm having a weak moment at a cash register. Do you want us to do the dark chocolate from these as well?
Yeah, we could try it. Why not?
Should we do a rating? Should we do a rating scale? Or should we just talk about them?
I'll forget.
All right, fine. That one I'm going to give a 0 out of 10. There.
Oh, wow. A 0.
I'll get a 1. Okay. Whoops. We're eating the dark chocolate, and
I'm eating just the shell.
I accidentally ate all the truffle out of the one I'm sharing with Omar.
Oh. I think I like that one even less.
That's horrible. I'm spitting it out.
Yeah, that was not good.
I'm only spitting it out because I'm going to eat a lot of chocolate.
Yeah, there's a lot of chocolate here.
It almost tasted fake. Like,
That was really bad, guys. Off to a rough start.
I don't like that.
Let's set that one aside.
That one didn't even taste like fake chocolate. It's like it didn't even try to become chocolate.
Like those bad Easter bunnies.
Yeah.
Maybe if you guys would have had just the shell like me, it would have been there. Because I thought it was actually okay. I liked it better than the milk
chocolate. Maybe it was
one.
The truffle inside that was no bueno.
The truffle.
Over sugary. Can you pass me that glass of water, please? Thank you. All right, Justin.
All right.
Ghirardelli Squares.
It was probably good we started with that one, because if we ended with that one, it'd be very disappointing.
Yeah, it'd be super disappointing. What's
so,
next?
So, I think, do you want to do the Ghirardelli
squares,
milk chocolate caramel squares?
Yeah, let's do it. Mm. Mom, do you want to taste any of these things? You can speak. My mom is sitting off camera, hiding on her iPad, and waiting for us to give her chocolate.
You can come over and not talk.
She's literally miming with her hands. The woman can speak. I've heard it. I've heard her. Justin is attacking a package of Ghirardelli milk chocolate caramel squares. Now, I remember going to the Ghirardelli store in San Francisco when we were but youngins.
Yes.
On a family vacation, and I remember finding it quite delightful.
Oh, yes. If you go to San Francisco, Ghirardelli's from San Francisco. And you go to Ghirardelli's...
Mom, if you're going to taste this chocolate, you got to get closer to us. We can't come to you for everything. All right. She's just going to giggle over her iPad.
Yes.
Let's dive in.
If you go to San Francisco, Ghirardelli Square has a ice cream place. And you can get a Ghirardelli chocolate sundae.
It's delicious.
Kelly and I went there a few years ago, and it's wonderful.
Okay. So this is a milk chocolate caramel square. Justin, thoughts?
So, this is what we call an inclusion.
Okay.
Mm.
And anything with chocolate with anything in it would be considered an inclusion.
So, the truffle was an inclusion as well.
I take it, no.
Anything
that
other
would be
than
like
chocolate.
Like a peanut butter cup?
Yeah, or like this one is mint. This bar has sea salt in it.
Okay.
That would be considered an inclusion. I suppose this is not. Actually, Ghirardelli calls this a tween. There is caramel between the chocolate.
Oh,
in between.
Wow.
So, yes, it's a milk Ghirardelli square with caramel in the middle.
Okay. What should we be looking for when we're eating milk chocolate? Because the other ones that we had were bad because they were too sugary.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you said you're not a huge fan of milk chocolate to begin with, but like, if we don't want to be tasting sugar, what do we want to be tasting?
It should be creamy.
Okay.
There's different processes of making milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And it just every company's a little different how they their process for making chocolate. So
what do you think of this one? I thought this was fine, but I actually am not crazy about it.
Yeah,
it was fine.
It's definitely better than that last one. Ghirardelli makes a good milk chocolate.
Yeah.
And the caramel helps, too. So the caramel makes it sweeter.
Yeah. And the caramel's a nice consistency because it's, like, thick enough that it kind of stays put.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, like, drooling
all
over your finger.
Over you.
Yeah, because I hate that. It's like your chocolate has betrayed you as soon as you bite into it.
Exactly.
Kelly, do you have any thoughts on it?
I like it. I will admit, Justin's tweaked me to liking dark chocolate a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So I like their dark chocolate with caramel inside.
Mm-hmm. I love
that one has sea salt on it too,
yes,
right? That one's great.
Yes, it's that amazing. One is good. Unfortunately, we don't have that one here.
That's fine. I've eaten it at your house before.
There's plenty of others.
I can vouch. Yeah.
I may or may not have come home from the first time visiting Justin at work with a whole box of those.
It was literally an entire box of, like, 100 or so of those squares. Yeah. They just said, here, take it.
All right. What should we taste next?
So I just realized, do you want to try these Milka bars?
So are these not sold in America?
No, these are. So Milka is it Swiss or is it German? It's from Europe and they are selling it here now in the States. It is a Milka mint Oreo chocolate candy bar.
I'm going to cut this up while you talk.
It's made with alpine milk, says the wrapper.
Yes.
Mint Oreo chocolate candy bar. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this about me. I am a huge Oreo fan. All things Oreo, all the time. So, I have high expectations for this, and it's probably going to taste like crap.
And there is a regular bar, but this was I couldn't get it. This is the mint one.
What do you know why so many people have such a strong distaste for chocolate and mint? Do you know that that's a thing?
Like our dad?
Oh, well, he's a special man. But, like, people who, like, mom's secretly dying. Dad's never going to listen to this, which is why I feel okay talking
shit.
No,
we can talk about him and he'll never know.
Here, Mom, do you want a piece of this? I just cut you off a piece. She's silently nodding yes.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Everybody, bon appetit. But also, I do want to know why people don't like mint and chocolate together. It's sort of like cilantro. People have such strong feelings.
This is probably a bad time to inform the listeners that I am not crazy. I don't hate it, but I'm not crazy about chocolate with mint.
I have to be in the right mood
for
it.
Can I have
mint?
She speaks. My mom likes it. She wants his. I think this tastes like a Girl Scouts Thin Mint. I'm a fan. Mom, thoughts? She gave a thumbs up.
Thumbs up from Mom.
Do you want this other one? No, she
doesn't. There are others. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, right. It is a marathon, not a sprint. We can't OD on Oreo. But also, I thought this was pretty good. I had low expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Crunchy, minty, just the right amount of chocolatey.
Yeah.
I like the chocolate crunch in it.
If you like Oreos, you'll be a fan of this.
Wait.
Oh, we do have one.
Yeah. Are we eating this on camera?
Sure.
So, Kelly just presented us an Oreo egg. I have never seen such a thing. I am delighted. It is a cream-filled candy with cookie pieces, and it's about the size of a Cadbury egg. Also, Josie is making an exit. Good night, Josie.
Exit.
Okay, I don't know how to open this Oreo.
You get it. It's a weird packaging design.
Yeah, I have some notes for Oreo.
There we go.
Okay, there we go. Wow. So you peel it apart, and you have a really cute little egg inside. Should I cut it in half or just take a bite out?
Just take a bite.
I don't want any, so do you want
it? Am I the only one taking a bite out of this?
Yep.
I've had to stop by it?
No, it's fine.
I mean, I guess I'll take a bite, too.
I'm pacing myself.
Oh, nope.
Not good?
Well, go ahead.
Do you like the mint more or the regular more? They're basically the same thing, just a different shape.
Here's the thing. This egg is milk chocolate filled with a white cream, maybe chocolate, with cookie pieces inside. That's where they went wrong. When you try and make some sort of a weird white creamy frosting thing, like an Oreo filling, but you overdo it, it makes things way too sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
If that had chocolate inside, not this white cream crap, with Oreo cookie pieces, I think it would have been really good.
Mm-hmm.
That was disappointing.
Yep, I would agree. I took a bite of it one time and I just wasn't a fan. No, so
way too sugary.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, I'm gonna get gut rot pretty soon. Omar, do you feel the same way?
I need some kombucha to balance my bacteria. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, we're gonna have to I don't know what we're going to have to eat after this. Maybe we should start throwing up now. So we can finish this segment.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. Where do we go from here? So far, we've had some rough experiences.
Yeah. I think now would be the time. Do you want to do the bunnies?
Let's do it.
We have three different foil-wrapped Easter bunnies. We have a Ghirardelli milk chocolate bunny. We have a Godiva dark chocolate bunny, and we have a Lindt gold hazelnut bunny. It's milk chocolate with hazelnuts.
Ooh. Hustle news, Somi. Do you want to try the hazelnut?
I'm torn because I feel like I've had my fill of milk chocolate,
so I'd rather try the dark chocolate, but I also really like hazelnut. So I'll let you guys decide which one to eat.
What do you guys want to try? Chocolatiers?
I mean, I always want just the dark, but that's just me.
Kelly?
I'm kind of down with just the dark tonight.
Okay, let's do dark, and then we'll, if we get a hankering for hazelnut later on, we'll go for it.
And that is
Go ahead.
That is the last milk sample that we have. Everything else is dark.
Okay, but we're not going to eat that one right now.
No.
We're going to eat the Godiva Belgium 1926 Dark Chocolate Bunny. It's quite adorable. The packaging is cute.
And I should point out, it's not from 1926.
Why is it named that, then?
That's a good question. I don't know.
So when butchering a chocolate bunny...
I believe you started with the ears.
Okay. All right. Some of you guys aren't sadistic like me and go straight for the face. Whoa. All right. Well, I went to cut off the ears, and it just kind of took the back as well. Let's cut this guy up. All right.
Now, do we want to listen for the snap in the chocolate bunny like you do in the chocolate bars?
Yes. There are
plenty of pieces. Bon appetit, guys.
I'm
going to try and do a small.
Yes, does it have a nice snap to it?
Is that an actual thing?
It's a thing, yes. I learned that in my tasting the other day. That when you get we can do it with the other ones too, the nicer stuff. But there's different things you listen or you want to be aware of. You snap it, see if it makes a nice crisp snap sound.
Okay.
You want to take you smell it. You smell the chocolate.
I forgot to smell mine.
Some of these you might not be able to tell.
This one doesn't have much of a smell, but I have to say the taste is great.
Yeah, once we get on to some of these other ones, the darker, like the single origin bars, you'll be able to smell the different scents from the cocoa.
Wow.
You also want to take a bite or one or two bites of the chocolate and let it just kind of sit in your mouth and not just swallow it.
Oh, see how long
it
melts?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take another bite.
It's just like wine.
I bit twice. And now I'm going to let it melt like I tried to do with the communion today in math. And I failed. I fail every time.
It's stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Every time I chew it. I just can't handle that thing just sitting in there, wasting away in my mouth. This is nice. This is the best chocolate we've eaten so far.
It's very smooth.
What percentage dark chocolate is there?
Does it say? It might not say.
Now, how come you didn't tell us about the biting and the letting it sit in your mouth before? Is that something you guys only do with bunnies?
Well, I mean, with this other stuff, you're not going to do that with a Milka Oreo bar. You're just there to eat it.
How come I've never heard of Milka brand before?
I think it's new in the United States. It's a European name.
Okay. Mom, do you want a piece of this dark chocolate bunny? It's very good.
Sure.
Okay. Pass that over to our mother.
Pass it to Mom.
All right, so for anybody out chocolate bunny shopping, I highly recommend this Godiva Dark Chocolate Bunny. How much do you think this goes for?
Oh.
He just peeled off this.
Probably
like $3 or $4 maybe.
Okay, not bad. Price per unit, $3.99. Oh, suggested retail $3.99. I would pay $3.99 for that. Worth the money.
And it's a 4-ounce bunny, so I would say that's pretty good.
It's a substantial amount of chocolate for what you're getting for the price. Okay, let's move on. That one was good. This is exciting now.
So do you want to try the other two bunnies, or do you want to try something else instead?
I think I'll pass on the bunnies.
Yeah, we'll pass on the bunnies.
Okay.
I will say when I used a knife to cut the bunny ears off, but it was a nice snap with the knife.
The bunny had a nice snap.
I have a question. Is there an optimal temperature for serving chocolate?
Oh, great
question.
You
don't want it to be too melty, I imagine. Ooh.
Correct. Yes. So you can keep chocolate in the refrigerator to make it last a little longer, but when you eat it, you want it to be room temperature.
Okay.
Interesting. How long do you think you can keep a chocolate in your fridge before you're like, throw it away, Hodges? You've had this for 3 years since your camping trip to Joshua Tree. You don't need this chocolate anymore.
And then
you eat it in a moment of weakness when you're overtired and hungry.
There are expiration dates typically on things. I mean, expiration dates are
guidelines. Solid rule.
Depending on who you ask, some people throw it out 3 weeks beforehand. But I mean, if it's in the fridge, it should last for a while.
Good. Much like my chocolate cigar.
Omar has been slowly nibbling on a chocolate cigar that he rewraps back in the foil it came from for years. I don't even know where it came from.
I've eaten more chocolate in this podcast recording than I have the past 5 years.
Yeah.
And we're not even close to
We're not even
done.
Close to, yeah.
No, it's so many more chocolates. Phenomenal how much self-control Omar has. All right, on to the next. What are you thinking?
Why don't we do... Do you want to do Justin's?
Mm. You're saying no or yes? Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan. Justin's peanut butter cups. I think everybody can rally around that they're delicious, and we're going to eat this strictly because they're delicious and we've had them before and we want to get them in our mouths.
Yes. So before I started my job, I had said I love Reese's peanut butter cups, but after trying Justin's, I can't eat a Reese's peanut butter cup anymore.
Just give me one cup. I'll cut it up.
They're not gritty. Yeah, we can cut it.
And are they organic? Is that their stance?
I was just going to say it's organic. So it's organic. Where's the wrapper?
Mom, do you want a piece as well? No, she does not want a piece of Justin's dark chocolate peanut butter cup. She is missing out.
Yeah, so it's organic dark chocolate, organic peanut butter. And you can find it at...
Starbucks.
Like, Starbucks, at Whole Foods, at Target, lots of places.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard of Target. We have one near our house.
They are very popular.
Yes. They seem to be a big box store. Now these are nice, and the peanut butter is salty.
A little salty.
Is the peanut butter like no sugar added peanut butter, just straight up peanut butter?
Let's see. Organic peanuts, organic cane sugar, organic peanuts, and there's sea salt added to it as well.
What I like about the ingredients list is the first item is organic dark chocolate. One of these other ones, the very first thing was sugar. And I believe it goes in order of like what you use most.
Yep. Largest. It is. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of chocolate that you want like all the crunchy blogger moms to feed their kids as their naughty candy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are expensive though, right? How much are they? $5?
I think a 2-pack of cups goes for $2, typically. Oh, around $2.
That's cheaper. Why did I think they were more expensive?
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's because at places like Starbucks, they mark them up.
Possibly.
Because I've had to... Wait, we have a Josie intermission. What do we need?
Nothing.
Oh, all right.
She burped.
Oh. Good Josie bathroom. Burped, everybody. These are great. I've had to buy these in order to use the bathroom at Starbucks in a moment of nearly peeing my pants.
It is an excellent purchase. You will not regret.
Honestly, I'm going to pick that over the Kind bar any day.
We'll save this for later. I'm sure someone will want to eat it.
Ooh, and we even got a free Justin's squeeze pack.
That's the other thing. Inside the Justin's peanut butter 2-pack, there's a piece of cardboard, and there's always coupons for Justin's peanut butter inside, and I always cash in on them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here you go. This is for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow, I feel so lucky. All right.
All right.
Let's move on. This is getting exciting.
We have a bag of Lindt 60% extra dark chocolate truffles. Would you like one of those?
Yes.
We can do that. All right.
Now, what is the difference between Lindt and Lindor? They always have the names next to each other.
Lindt is the company. I think Lindor is like the name of the truffle line.
Interesting.
They have bars as well. I don't think they're Lindor bars. I think it's just Lindt.
Okay. Josie wants chocolate.
She'll get it in a few hours.
What was that?
She'll get it in a few hours.
You'll be feeding her in a few hours and she'll go, this has hints of... natural peanut butter?
A pretentious chocolate fan from birth.
Yes. So cute. I had one of these last night. So
oh,
you don't have to cut me these yet. I remember.
Do you guys
the delicious
want
I don't want one either.
I'll share with you. Okay. I will never turn down
so,
one of these.
Sorry,
truffles.
What are these called again?
This is the Lindt Lindor Extra Dark Chocolate Truffle. It's a 60% cocoa chocolate truffle.
Now, I noticed on the packaging it says irresistibly smooth, and honestly, that was the first thing I noticed when I ate it last night.
It is very smooth.
Yes, Lindt is very smooth chocolate.
That's what I love about theirs.
Yep.
So, What do the percentages mean?
So the percentage is the with dark chocolate, there's three ingredients. There's cocoa butter, cocoa liquor, and sugar.
Okay.
And
liqueur or liquor?
Liquor. It's okay. Not liqueur. It's just the part of the
there's no alcohol.
Yeah, there's no alcohol.
Okay.
But the cocoa butter is the fat from the cocoa seeds.
Mm.
The cocoa liquor is the like the rest of it. And there's
the essence of it.
Yeah, and there's a process for grinding it up and making it. So the percentage you'll see on dark chocolate bars is the percent of that bar made up of cocoa butter and cocoa liquor.
Okay.
And the rest is sugar. Okay. So this Lindt truffle is 60% cocoa. That means it's 60% cocoa butter and cocoa liquor and 40% sugar.
So cocoa butter and cocoa liquor are one component. They're not separated? Like,
they are.
When there's cocoa butter, cocoa liquor is inside it and vice versa?
They're separate. Oh. So the one of the big differences with everyone's chocolate is that percentage can be different with everything. So,
well, so like, but you don't know the percentage of cocoa butter, you just know that total cocoa butter and cocoa liquor is 60%.
Correct.
Interesting.
So with this Lindt truffle, it might be of that 60%, 95% of it might be cocoa butter and the other 5% is cocoa liquor or vice versa. And that's what makes everything unique.
So why do they choose to show the percentages that way?
Just so you know how
bitter.
How bitter it might be or how sweet it will not be.
Huh. Interesting.
Like, here's a, we have an equal exchange chocolate bar here. It is 88% cacao, which
I
think is wonderful. It's one of my favorite bars.
And this Lindor says cocoa.
It does. It
so
might just be
two different things.
My guess is it's marketing.
So they'll say cocoa, but really it's cacao.
Yeah. Here's this Madagascar bar. It says 70% cocoa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably just a marketing thing. Yeah.
Fascinating. Okay.
Like, here's another bar. It says 70% dark chocolate. So
it's just wording.
It's just a wording.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
What should we taste next?
Well, so we can put this one aside, the Lindt truffle.
Yeah, that was good.
Those are good.
Wow.
All right.
Josie is distraught. This is the most she's ever spoken all day, to be honest.
Yeah, she's very vocal.
All right. She's going to eat. She wants to taste the chocolate. Yeah. And now it's going to come out in milk chocolate form.
Should we put the bunnies aside?
Yeah, let's put the bunnies aside.
All right. So we've got a couple things left. Do you want
to...
Do you want to try these almonds? It's something a little different.
It.
All right. So we've got something here called skinny dipped almonds. And we have three flavors. There's dark chocolate espresso, dark chocolate raspberry, and dark chocolate cocoa.
Okay.
And so these are chocolate dipped almonds. But what their deal is, usually when you buy chocolate dipped nuts, there's a nice thick layer of chocolate on there.
Mm-hmm.
These are a much thinner layer, so it's a little better for you.
Mm.
And they all have a different... There's chocolate around it, and then also a different coating. So this one is just cocoa powder, this raspberry one is raspberry powder, and this one is espresso.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I've had all three. This one is my favorite, the
dark
cocoa
chocolate
one.
I'm sensing a theme with you. Raspberry one sounds suspicious because it's like raspberry powder. What is that?
Well, let's find out. What's the wrapper say?
They also have extremely comfortable t-shirts.
They give away t-shirts and Kelly wears them.
The very last ingredient is raspberries, so it might just be ground up powdered raspberries.
Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous you got a free t-shirt.
Justin brings home the goods.
They give you guys t-shirts? So do these candy companies come to your office and like try and court you guys to like how a sales team would with potential clients?
Yeah, so... Twice a year, typically, we have companies come in and pitch their products to us. And it involves sitting in a room. Our team is on one side and the vendors are on another. And they put candy in front of us and we get to try it if we so choose. it can be an all-day thing, and we're eating nothing but candy. So it can be a very long day. Our nieces and nephews think I have the greatest job in the world.
Right.
Because I tell them I eat candy for a living.
So, because Justin said his favorite is the dark chocolate, I'm just going to...
I will have one of
these. I open those up. I'm going to sample them. Mom, do you want one? It's a dark chocolate covered almond.
Almond.
With dark chocolate powder
good.
On it.
Yep.
So, the interesting thing about these is they look like poop. They look like little turds.
Oblong rabbit
they
turds.
They are little oblong things. And when you touch them, they coat your fingers in a powder.
Mm-hmm.
A dark chocolate
Looks like
powder.
You just touched a newspaper.
Yeah, so they're not exactly something you can just drop into your palm.
No. Yeah.
You'd want to eat them one at a time.
It looks like a chimney sweeper's snack.
Now, should I be biting down once and letting it dissolve? Or since it's an almond, should I...
I mean, when I eat them like five at a time. So, if you
these
wanna,
are delightful.
Yeah, they're very good.
I really like these.
They're very good.
They're surprisingly sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think the sweetness is coming from the almond more than the chocolate.
Yeah. It's dark chocolate, so it's not going to be very sweet.
And it has a nice texture. It's not too much chocolate. You're right. Like, it's not dipped a lot, but it's definitely enough to have a flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys want to try the other ones now?
Yeah.
Should we try the raspberry ones? Because I'm so curious.
If you want, sure.
So this brand is Skinny Dipped Almonds, and they come in like a single serving
and
size.
And on the back, they have all sorts of none of this advertising, so it seems to be very healthy.
Well, they want you to think that, but...
PPO-free almonds, ethically sourced chocolate, no paraffin.
I want to know, they put gluten-free right on the front of it. Yeah. Is there gluten in chocolate? I mean, like, what the heck?
I don't, as far as I know,
They just are capitalizing on the trend of gluten-free products.
You put gluten-free on anything and people will buy it because
I've seen
the marketing
gluten-free
team.
Bananas. Yeah. And by that I mean I've seen bananas, but I've seen people try to advertise them as gluten-free.
That's crazy.
Yep. Yeah. I like the gluten-free ketchup that we get.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Mom, do you want a raspberry chocolate? She does not want a raspberry. Mm. Okay, so now we're going to try the raspberry one of these. Kelly, here
Thank you
go.
Thank you.
These, like I said, or like Justin said earlier, they're like an almond powder. They're pretty. They've got a pink powder on them.
If you lick, it's like...
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's very raspberry.
Yeah.
Like, if you lick the outside, it, like, stings your tongue.
Really? I gotta try it.
It's, That's I
good,
didn't
though.
Lick it, but I put it on my mouth, and the first feeling I felt was a tartness.
Yeah.
A tart raspberry. And then I bit down, and it was okay. It's not too tart.
Yeah.
It's by no means, like, a sweet and sour type candy, but... That's actually really good.
That's a really good aftertaste.
Wow.
They're very good.
It tastes like a chocolate raspberry. And I thought it was going to be gross. I was expecting like those, you know, those sweet and sour candies that have the powder outside of them.
Really?
Yeah, like a sweet tart type.
This was the one I wanted to try the most. I felt like it was going to be the tastiest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really good. Should we try the last one? This one is dark chocolate espresso.
Is it going to keep us up?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm sure there's ground up espresso beans on it.
I wish there was a way for it to say how much caffeine is in it.
I'm sure it's negligible.
Much. It's skinny dipped.
Let's just try. It's one almond, guys. We can do this. 5 grams of fiber, 6 grams of sugar, 7 grams of protein. So we're going to be full and pooping in no time. Okay, so these are espresso covered. So they're also brown. Mom, did you want one?
No.
Espresso.
Okay.
They smell like coffee. And I don't like coffee.
Oh,
I don't like the taste of it, but I love the smell of it.
They just smell nice. I keep forgetting to smell the chocolate, like you've said.
See, I'm the opposite with espresso things. I love coffee and espresso, but I don't like coffee-flavored things.
Really?
I don't like these.
Mm.
My first instinct when I put it on the tip of my tongue was to say I don't like it. I bit down. I'm going through a lot of flavor cities right now. I'm up and down
Kylie
about it.
Turns out just likes almonds, guys.
I'm up and down about it. It goes from really chocolatey to really espresso-y.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of evens things out as you swallow it, but I'd say that one was my least favorite.
Agreed.
Not terrible, but... And I don't love coffee-flavored things either.
I usually hate coffee-flavored things, but this I actually don't mind.
Wow. You've shocked me, Omar.
I know.
All right. We're moving past chocolate-covered almonds. What's next, Justin?
So we've got really four different things left here. Do you want to start with the stone ground one?
Sure.
So now we've gotten into the exciting part.
These are like fancy chocolates.
The nice fancy stuff. Organic, uh-huh. The single origin, all that.
What does that mean, single origin?
So single origin, so chocolate, as I have found out, is way more complex than a lot of people think. It's mm-hmm. You can be just generic chocolate, like a Hershey chocolate, or you can get into the fancy things like wine mm-hmm. or, you know, whiskey or coffee. Single origin means that this chocolate bar, all the cocoa beans came from one location. Mm. A lot of times if it doesn't say single origin, they'll take cocoa beans from all over the world and mix them together because it's cheaper or they are available. Mix it together and then here's your chocolate. But now one of the more popular things is a single origin bar. And we'll try that next.
Okay.
We'll try some of these other ones first. But that's what that is.
Okay. But the first thing we're going to try, the brand is Taza Chocolate. Stone ground organic chocolate.
Yes. And so, we can try one or both. There's a cranberry pumpkin spice. It's a 70% dark chocolate. And then a gingerbread cookie one, 60% dark.
And it says stone ground. Does that literally mean somebody took a stone and ground it up?
I will take their word for it, yes.
Right. How is chocolate ground up?
It's a different process for making it. I forget the exact way everyone else does it, but yeah, these are like stone ground with, I think, stone wheels. So it's gritty.
Okay.
Usually when you eat chocolate, it's smooth, but this process they use is a little more old school, I guess.
Mm. Okay.
So, Taza chocolate.
All right. Does anybody care if we do the gingerbread cookie or the cranberry pumpkin spice?
We don't have to try them both. If you want to just try one or both, it doesn't matter.
I'm kind of curious about both of them. Okay. I'll probably regret this later.
Let's try them both. Well, we've already gotten deep into trying this, so at this point there's no going back, right? Mm-hmm. We've already...
I feel bad opening so many packages of chocolate.
Oh, the peanut gallery wants to try cranberry pumpkin.
Oh, here's a bar. Listen
Should
to the snack.
Should we smell
snap.
These?
Yes. Oh, yes. We can get into the
snapping inside of the package.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, before we divvy it up, one of the things I have learned from doing tastings is instead of handing a bar to someone and having them touch it and break it, you break it up into pieces in the package.
Yeah. Mm. I think I knew that.
So
mine's already broken in half, I think, by accident.
Oh, okay.
But should we pass it and smell it?
If you want, sure.
I'm holding gingerbread cookie. I wouldn't say it smells like gingerbread cookie, but it smells like a candle from Bath & Body Works, and I don't hate it. Omi, you are holding the cranberry pumpkin spice one. What do you think it smells like?
You know, it kind of reminds me of Mexican chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know, I feel like Mexican chocolate might also be stone ground, because it also is grittier, to my recollection.
When you say Mexican chocolate, you just mean chocolate you would buy in Mexico?
Well, not yes and no. Yes, in that. sorry, let me smell this one first.
So he's smelling the gingerbread one now.
Yeah, I can smell the gingerbread in that. So there's not like chocolate bars, but you can just like go to a like market and just buy just like this. Pretty much like dark, bitter chocolate, and it's like gritty like that. So I imagine it's stone ground. And that's what my parents use to, we use it to make like Mexican hot chocolate drink, but I think it's also the kind used to make mole.
Interesting. So this is mole poblano, by the way, for people listening.
It's right,
like
right.
A rich chili cacao or chocolate sauce that you would simmer chocolate or chicken in for a long time and eat it over rice. Mm-hmm.
Made with chocolate and a bunch of peppers.
So, okay, I've cut this gingerbread cookie bar up into four pieces. We're all going to take a bite. Yes. Justin and Kelly, what do you...
May I recommend... you guys already... you haven't. Let's give it a snap and see what it sounds like.
Ooh.
Oh, it had a nice snap to it.
So that,
a good snap.
Yep.
What makes a bad snap?
If you take out a Hershey milk bar and try to break it, it's not going to make a sound.
Interesting.
this is going to sound weird, and it tastes good, but the taste and smell remind me of corn silage.
I don't know what that is. My mom is laughing. Is that like
that's a FFA term, maybe?
Both Kelly and mom grew up on farms.
It's the food that we would give to the cattle. And I love the smell, but which sounds funny, but it's very distinct, and it just reminds me of that, but it's delicious.
You know, I don't like it. Oh, there's the extra piece. Oh. I don't like it. I think it tastes like a gift shop.
It does very much smell like Bath and Body Works.
It smells like Bath and Body Works. It tastes like the gift shop at Olbrich Gardens. You know, like lots of like rose scented fake balls of like wood and pine cones and stuff. I'm not a fan of the gingerbread cookie.
It tastes like an arts and crafts store.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the texture is definitely different.
It is. It's gritty. I'm okay with the texture. But I think because I don't like the flavor of it, I'm considering it a loss.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, as is custom, I have to abandon the podcast for a second to use the restroom, and I will be back.
It's getting to be that time where Omar disappears to pee.
Should we try this other one, the cranberry pumpkin spice?
Yeah.
All right.
So, Justin, what are your thoughts on that gingerbread one?
You know, I don't know how I feel about the grittiness. Mm. Remember, we tried another one time, and I don't remember the flavor of it, but it was... I just took it because it sounded interesting, and... Yeah. It was very jarring to try the first time.
Yeah, like you can tell just by, without even touching your tongue, just grinding in your teeth, that it's a totally different texture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a powder. It almost reminds you of a powder.
Like it makes me think of sand.
Yeah.
Like if you eat like seafood and there's sand in there and it's gritty,
mm-hmm.
That's what it made me think of.
Interesting.
Thank you.
All right, let's try this next one without Omar. This is the cranberry pumpkin spice one. I'm optimistic for this one.
It doesn't smell as much like corn silage.
That's good.
Yeah.
I kind of like the grittiness, to be honest. Mom, you want to try it?
Yeah.
You want to try both flavors?
No.
Which one is this one? The cranberry?
This is the cranberry pumpkin spice.
I think I like the other one better.
I like this one better.
Yeah, I like this one better, too.
The cranberry kind of jumps through, and it has a little surprising tart.
You guys are from cranberry country, though.
Well,
I've never been a cranberry lady.
We didn't grow up eating cranberries for every meal.
Omar, do you want to try this one? He's back.
Just the smallest piece.
Well, they're all the same size, so.
The smallest one, please.
Do you want the piece that Kelly bit off of? That one.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll eat from the other side of it.
I don't think she has kudos.
Just one side.
All right. Let's mosey on to the next one. I feel like this one was like, how much do you think those go for, price-wise?
Bars like these, I mean, typically will go for $3 or $4.
Okay, and it's
a Hershey bar will go for, you know, 89 cents.
Yeah, this looks like a fancy Hershey bar in the sense that it's got 16 little rectangles you can break off.
And it's 2.5 ounces.
2.5 ounces, but it's like the packaging looks primo.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I don't think I'd buy it or eat it again.
The stone ground is definitely, you either love it or you don't.
And the texture, I think, is my favorite part, to be honest. Omi, thoughts?
Yeah, I like the texture, because just like I theorized, it does feel like the Mexican chocolate that I was referring to in my mouth.
Yeah. All right, moving on.
Next one?
Yeah.
All right. So we really, I don't think we should try every single one of these.
No, what is the brand? We'll do,
there's three left that we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So this next one is by a company called Equal Exchange, mm-hmm. and it's Fair Trade Organic Chocolate. We've got five different bars here. There's they're all dark. 55% dark chocolate and caramel with sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
A 67% dark chocolate with mint crunch. A 71% very dark chocolate, 80% Panama extra dark chocolate, and my personal favorite, the 88% extreme dark chocolate.
So the higher the percentage, the more
less sweet.
The richer the flavor?
It won't be as sweet. It'll be a little more bitter, but you get different flavors coming out, like okay. with wine.
Let's do your favorite one then.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm down with. All right. I feel like we got to cover the spectrum, and this is the darkest one we have.
Yes, this is the 88% extreme dark.
Although I'm curious, the other one, the Panama one, does that just mean the beans are from Panama?
I'd have to look. I'm not sure.
Ooh, I like the packaging. You open it up, and it's like a little newsletter. Or it looks like a newsletter, but it's like a book telling you about the origin of the chocolate with pictures and like a little article.
Yeah, so there's a map in here, and it points out where all the ingredients came from.
Cool.
So this bar... Equal Exchange, it's fair trade, so they have a little story about the farmers that grow the chocolate, and then it points out where it's from. So this has cacao from the Dominican Republic, and Panama, Ecuador, and Peru.
Mm.
The sugar is from Paraguay, and the vanilla is from Madagascar.
Wow. So that would mean it's not single origin.
Correct.
Okay.
It has four different kinds of chocolate in it.
Interesting.
Which is Latino, fine. Baby.
Yeah, so...
That kind of chocolate.
Fun fact, all chocolate comes from... within 23 degrees north and south of the equator.
Mm.
Outside of that, it doesn't grow.
Okay.
And chocolate... Here.
So it cannot grow in America, and if somebody tells you that they had it chocolate grown in America, you should laugh in their face.
If someone says, yes, I got this chocolate from Minnesota, you should not eat it, because it's not chocolate.
All right, so Kylie, I'm going to snap
everything that
it?
Justin taught you, smell it, snap it.
I'm smelling it. It smells like dark chocolate. Oh, that's a nice snap.
That's a very nice snap.
I should have snapped it in front of the
You should
phone.
Have taken a snap of you snapping it.
Well, here, we Justin. Can snap it again.
We'll snap a piece in front
can
of the phone.
Snap it in front of the microphone.
So now when you eat this one,
I can't snap this piece.
Okay, take
All right. I'm going to snap it. Wow.
That was a little snap. But
you can hear it.
That was very nice. So yes, take a bite or two and then just let it kind of sit in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly's making faces.
It's Whoa. Dark.
Yeah. I love dark chocolate.
Wow.
Do you love this dark chocolate?
I do. Mm. So far, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Kylie, thoughts?
Wow.
Too dark for her.
Mom wants a piece.
Oh, here.
You know, this is where it's to the point where I'm like, is this even chocolate?
It definitely tastes like a baking chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very dark, very,
smooth.
Very smooth. I don't know how to describe what I'm going through. There's like this, it's like it's so dark. It's tart is the wrong word to describe it.
Bitter,
but my
bitter.
Bitter.
I guess the bitterness is like really jumping out at me in the back of my throat, in the back of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's smooth. I like the smoothness.
Now, Justin,
it's
how...
good.
How finely tuned are your taste buds? Can you kind of estimate how much, if this is heavier with the cocoa butter versus cocoa liquor?
I don't think I have mastered that yet. I do not have my black belt in chocolate tasting quite yet.
You're getting
not,
there.
I'm working on
not
it, though. Yes.
Sommelier yet.
A chocolate sommelier?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Do you think that's a thing?
I hope it is, because that's my next
Can
dream
I do that
job.
So is this your favorite chocolate of all time?
I wouldn't say it's my... It's one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
I would say my favorite products are the Justin's Dark Chocolate Peanut Butter Cup.
Sure.
This bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last sample that we have to try.
Okay.
Which
you
is,
don't want to do that one next? You want to do something else?
We'll do that one last. We'll do this one next.
Okay. Cool.
But yes, the very last sample that we do is by a company called Madacass.
Okay.
And it's wonderful.
Cool.
Not so the Ghirardelli 90%?
No.
So this next one, I have to say, I really like the packaging because it doesn't look like a normal chocolate bar. It's in like, I think the shape of it is interesting. It's like a square the size of my hand.
It looks like a giant smaller. Tea bag.
Yeah, it's really, it looks like something from Whole Foods, like very like artsy, tribally looking. It shows the cacao bean. It says farm to bar, which like makes me want to LOL
buzzword.
So hard. Yes, exactly. Farm to anything is so buzzy.
Oh, it's from Bahia.
And it says right on it, malt grapes, brown sugar. There's grapes in this?
So, this bar... First, this company is from Minneapolis. I think it's pronounced Kaul.
K apostrophe UL is the brand?
Yes.
Company?
Yeah. So, the name, I think, is Mayan for energy.
That sounds Mayan. Right.
And a lot of the other bars they make are... like energy bars. They have different like natural energy ingredients in there.
And it even says on this packaging, chocolate that's good for you.
Yes.
Now, please explain to me how chocolate is bad. Good for you. Not that it's not bad for you, but that it's good for you.
I don't know all the health qualities and properties of dark chocolate, but I have heard that a little dark chocolate is good for you.
Okay. It's full of antioxidants.
Yeah.
So that's what you think they're banking on here?
So, yeah, that would be my guess. Okay. Also, it looks good on the packaging.
It's beautiful.
So, yes, this is a company from Minneapolis. This is a small bar. Mm-hmm. A lot of the other bars are, what was this Equal Exchange
bigger.
Bar?
2.8
ounces, and those bars are go for $3.
Mm-hmm.
This bar is 1.23 ounces. This also goes for about $3.
Interesting.
But it is a single origin bar, 70% dark chocolate. The cocoa beans are from, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. They're from somewhere in Brazil. And
Bahia.
Yes.
Fazenda Camboa. I don't know that part. But Bahia. There's that Disney movie Omar made me watch.
Yeah.
What's it called?
The Three Amigos.
But then there's that song where it's like...
Have you been to Bahia?
And then there's a singing bird that's like, have you been to Bahia? And there's like a lady shimmying, like a carnival lady.
Yeah. I think it might be Carmen Morales. Is that her name? With the fruit hat.
Oh,
the famous fruit hat lady.
Inspiration for the Chiquita lady. Anyways, moving on. Bahia.
Okay. So before we try this one, on the bottom it says what you should taste.
Oh.
And it's malt, grapes, and brown sugar.
So we should be able to taste malt, grapes,
notes of?
Just, yes, like on a bottle of wine, it'll say hints of this, notes of that. Since this is a single origin bar, every chocolate strain is different.
Mm-hmm.
So this one's going to taste like malt, grapes, and brown sugar.
Interesting. Mm.
Yes. So I'm going to make everyone take a sip of water.
Okay.
You have a cleansed palate. Because this will be completely different than everything we've tried so far.
I did a little swishing
I'll also point out this is vegan, gluten-free, soy-free, and dairy-free, and crafted in small batches.
Oh, good for allergies.
Yeah.
Now, why is small batch such a big deal?
It's trendy.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, when you're making things in big vats,
this in front of the...
No, yeah, we're all going to pass this in... Around, this is the prettiest chocolate bar I've ever seen. So it's a rectangle with rounded edges, and it's segmented into six little squares. But there's a indent of that, like, tribal-looking pattern, the logo, on each bar, or on each square. It's very pretty. Smell it. Mm-hmm. Smell it. It smells like dark chocolate to me.
Does.
I don't know how to... All right, let's snap it. I'll
chocolate.
Snap it in front of the microphone. Oh, that was a satisfying snap. I could feel it. When I snapped it, it felt good. Mom, do you want a piece of this?
Sure.
All right. We'll snap you one.
So, yes, this was a 1.23 ounce bar.
Yeah, this is a very pretty, good-looking bar. I'm just going to cut this up into small pieces because I think we're getting to that point where...
Yeah.
I want the whole thing.
You want the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, wow.
I love this
Kelly,
one.
Kelly, you want a big one or a little?
I'll go a little. It's reminding me of my bachelorette party.
Go ahead. I don't remember eating that much chocolate at your bachelorette
party.
Well,
we
had a bake-a-thon thing. Everyone had to bring a dessert. And I had to eat every single one, a bite of everything. And then by the end, I couldn't eat anything sweet and I wanted to not drink.
Die?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. Okay, everybody's eating their chocolate except me. So those of you who've already tasted it for a second, what are your thoughts?
I think it might be an old sample.
Whoa!
Hence the white.
It's a little white and chalky on the top, which will happen with old chocolate.
Interesting.
But you can still eat it. I mean, it's fine to eat. It just might not taste quite as good. So I apologize.
Us.
Yes.
are you... Oh, okay. I'm getting the hint of grape.
You taste the other flavors.
I'm like searching for brown sugar and malt, and I don't know if I think I'm tasting it because I'm wanting to taste it or because I'm actually tasting it,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. Oh, you know how like sometimes your mouth produces a little more saliva and then you like retaste something in a different way? That just happened. I think it got a little bit malty. Omar, thoughts?
I like it. I can't say that I can... Well, I guess a little grape there.
I'm getting the grape the most.
Yeah. A little of the malt for me.
Anytime I see things like that on the back of like a wine bottle, I can never taste it.
Yeah. But chocolate is different. Do you mm-hmm. taste the malt, the brown sugar, and the grape?
No. But that
not
might
even
be
the grape? I taste the grape.
That might be because it's an old sample. I'm not sure.
Mom, what do you think of it?
I liked it.
Mom liked it.
Thumbs up from Mom.
Mom liked it. Kelly, thoughts?
It's good. I'm also trying to find the different flavors in there, but that's something I've always struggled with.
Mm-hmm. But this is one of your favorites, Justin?
It's good. I don't think it's my favorite bar, but it's good. I like it.
Well, I have to say,
it's local.
A plus for packaging. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always exciting to hear that it's local.
A plus for use of Mayan terminology.
Yeah.
There's like subtle sweet notes in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do every so often get like a little.
All right, let's
My cousin's motorcycle group or gang is called Hunab Ku.
Which definitely sounded like, I thought it was like a Chinese food dish.
But
it's Mayan.
The Ku reminded me of the Kool here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The name of this bar that we just talked about was Kool, K-U-L. Let's move on to our finale, our grand finale.
The headliner.
Justin was not able to hoard this from his mystery employer. We had to actually go to Whole Foods to purchase it, and it was $4, right?
Imported from California. I already forgot. I think it was, $3.99.
Yeah, yes. $4.
So
it's cute.
This is, it's a company called Matacast.
I got a golden ticket.
Yeah, you
got
a golden wrapper. It's wrapped in gold foil, which is so exciting.
I'll let you guys open it up. It's broken, but that's okay.
And why is this one your favorite, Justin?
So this is a company. It's called Matacast. It's chocolate from Madagascar. And the it's an heirloom cocoa. So it's an heirloom cocoa bean. And it's an older strain of chocolate, an older plant.
Mm.
So it's it just has real unique flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also it's direct trade, so this company works with farmers directly in Madagascar. It cuts out the middleman. And once you try it, it tastes like nothing else that we've had so far.
Wow. Okay. So it's a long rectangular bar with like lots of tiny little lots of tiny little rectangle pieces. It smells like dark chocolate and kind of like bread.
So cocoa or cacao beans, I thought were from the Americas. Did they also, or where did they originate from?
That's a very good question. I don't know. Great radio.
I felt like the big thing when the Spaniards, when the Europeans came to the Americas was the Aztecs were drinking chocolate drink. And they were like, oh, this is the drink of kings or whatever. So I always thought that was like an Americas thing. But if this is like an old strain from Madagascar, maybe they just had like a different variety out there.
It could be.
All right, I'm gonna snap this in front of the microphone. It's a nice snap. It didn't break evenly though.
That
might be user error. It didn't break along the lines that it's segmented to be. They're pretty tiny pieces though, so I feel like everybody can get their own piece. Mom, do you want one?
Sure.
The last one.
Yeah, take that over to Madre. All right, everyone.
An ancient strain of chocolate.
Smell it.
Mm-hmm. And let this one sit in your mouth, too.
Okay. I still think it kind of smells like bread.
Which one do you use?
Pee?
Yes.
Pure.
Kylie's holding a newborn, and she might be smelling pee because the newborn peed on her. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So this is the 70% cocoa bar.
And the brand is Matacast.
Matacast.
Okay.
And they have other flavor, other dark chocolate percentages as well. I think it goes up to 92%, which is very, very bitter. I didn't like that one.
Wow. I like this.
Isn't it
very
good?
Strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's strong and like the bitterness is almost like sweet bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's smooth.
It melts faster than some of the other ones.
Sure.
Maybe it means it has more butter, cocoa
Maybe.
Butter.
It
could be. Oh.
What, Mom, what do you think?
I like it.
Is that your favorite? She likes it. Is that your favorite one of all the samples we've given you?
Maybe.
She says maybe.
Very indecisive.
Right. Is there anything else you wanted to add about this before I ask everybody to say what their favorite thing was that they ate?
I don't know. I mean, this is... I specifically had you guys get this for me because we don't have a Whole Foods around. It was the only place I could find that sold it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very excited when you got it because it's... I really like the unique the flavors. It's not just the chocolate. There's other... I can taste the other flavors to it.
Yeah.
It's kind of fruity.
Like yeah, so. Fruity. That's a good... But does it say on the packaging if there are any hints of, like, any flavors we should be looking for? Because that last bar, I liked that it said that, and yet mm-hmm. I feel like it didn't quite deliver. So I wish more chocolate bars did that.
Oh, darling, it's because your palate is far too unrefined.
This one doesn't say.
They might not have any other flavors in it. Where
yeah, that's true. Cool.
Hints
yeah.
of lemur, as evidenced by the packaging.
Now, this was made with heirloom cocoa. That just means it's older?
Yep. Yeah, okay, like heirloom cool. tomatoes. Same idea.
Cool. And not actually, modified. The back right. of this says, our journey began as Peace Corps volunteers teaching English in Madagascar.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. This company started with Peace Corps volunteers.
Yeah, that's how it started. The two guys that started it were in the Peace Corps in Madagascar. They found out about all the cocoa there and all the different farmers, and they wanted to help them out.
Yeah.
And also spread the cocoa there, because they... Yeah. found it was really good.
But it says produced in Italy. Should I be suspicious about that?
I don't know. That's probably where they found a factory that could make it for them.
I'll let it slide. That was good.
The company is from the United States. I think they're based in New York.
Mm. All right. I want everybody to go around and say what their favorite was that we just tasted. Favorite thing that we just tasted was.
Hmm.
It's kind of hard to say because the packaging is all over the place and my head is kind of buzzing. But I'll just say I think this last one was really good, and I also really liked the, was it this guy?
The Equal Exchange?
The Equal Exchange Organic Dark Chocolate Extreme Dark. I think I liked that one a lot too.
I thought it was too bitter for you.
Oh, crap. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's 88%.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It was the Godiva Bunny.
Oh, man. That was
delicious. Yeah. Mom agrees. She loved the Godiva Bunny. I almost, now that I'm remembering that, I think I like the Godiva Bunny a smidgen more than this Metacast one, but that's just because you guys know me. I'm not a huge dark chocolate lady. This one, though, the Metacast bar that we just had, would make me cross over into the dark chocolate fan club.
Mm.
But... to be honest, if there's something that I wanted more of right now, I would say the Godiva Dark Chocolate Bunny. Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to eat its face off right now. Omar?
I did really like this Madagascar one, but I think I like the one we had just before it. The second to last one, the Kaul.
The one that was supposedly old.
Yeah, yeah. So I clearly don't have refined palate either. I don't know why. It might be one of those things where, like, the more I eat dark chocolate, like, the more I acquire the taste and I would appreciate the Madagascar more. I still mm-hmm. really liked it, but I just felt like the cool, I don't know, just satisfied my taste buds more.
Yeah.
Although, so I really liked that, but then I also liked the skinny dipped almonds.
Yeah, those were great too. I wanted to say those, but I felt like because they're almonds, they're sort of like not
yeah,
quite.
That's
not
what I was
just
thinking
chocolate.
Too.
Yeah, like they're in their own league. They're great though. The whole brand. They're I would delicious. Buy any of those again.
The 88% I did like, but Maybe I'm like an 85% gal instead. Because it was very bitter, and I did like it, but I think I would like just a little, a hint more sweet.
Yeah.
So maybe just a little less percentage for me.
All right, Kelly, how about you?
I did love the skinny dipped almonds, but I also feel that it's not quite the category.
Yeah.
I think I have to go with the Lindt truffles because...
Wow.
They're so smooth.
I just love the smoothness, and they're not too bitterly dark, but yet you could eat a few of them.
Yeah.
And not feel terrible about your mouth wanting to rot out.
How about Josephine? What's her favorite?
Josie, I think, is digging the Godiva.
Ah, yes.
Justin, we know what your favorites are, but do you have any last thoughts as a representative of the chocolate world that you want the people to know about?
I just am an advocate for getting outside of your comfort zone. Try something different. Explore all the different kinds because there's more than just, you know, Reese's peanut butter cups and Hershey bars. There's a lot of cool different dark chocolates. And you don't have to get the 88% dark. You can try something a little less bitter.
Yeah.
But yeah, try something different.
Now the next thing we have to do is start pairing chocolates to wines. Ooh. But Omar and I are... way too white trash to get into that yet. We need to step up our classiness game a little bit before we can do anything with wine pairings.
Agreed.
Yeah, we just need to stop making queso so much. I think that's really lowering our credibility.
Never stop making queso.
Justin and Kelly, thank you so much for having us in your kitchen, for feeding us all of this chocolate that you've been squirreling away for weeks on end. It was delicious. I don't feel that terrible.
No.
I don't either.
I think it's because we were eating, for the most part, good quality chocolate and not crap.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. Justin, Kelly, is there anything you want to promote on social media? Or just do you want to put anything out there that you want the four listeners to know?
Things near and dear to my heart.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Ronald McDonald House, like I was saying earlier, Pop Tabs, if you have those, donate to them. They are wonderful with helping families that are, children are in the hospital, helping them have some sort of sense of home.
Love it.
Yeah. Great.
Awesome. Justin, Chocolate Man, when you go to work on Monday, tell them that you've recruited some new chocolatiers to the world of fine chocolate eating.
They will be very happy to hear that.
Yay! Okay, thank you guys so much for having us. Now we have to go. This episode went really long. Yay!
Bye.
Oh, hold on. I gotta get this.